Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Frustrated. So I said she couldn't come yesterday. She said it was a 7-day, that she's supposed to be working for me 7 days a week. And I told her that wasn't the case. And so she said if she couldn't have me for 7 days, then she wouldn't be able to take the assignment.
You're talking about Tamika?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give her a call. I don't know why she thought it was 7 days. But regarding Charisse, she texted me her hours.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to confirm them with you that she was there on the 21st. She said she was there on the 21st, which was Tuesday. Do you know what time she was there from?
Tuesday. Let me look. I got to see the date. Let me get my calendar out. I'm gonna buy me a calendar so I can write everything down.
That's a good
in
idea.
In more detail. Yeah, cause this calendar I got now, it just gives you the month. It doesn't give you where you can write in for on a particular date. I'm in May, June, July. So we're talking about on, the 21st?
Yeah, Tuesday, last week.
Okay, yeah, she did come Tuesday, but she didn't come Friday.
She didn't come on Friday?
I don't think she came on the 23rd.
No, the 24th is, the 24th is Friday.
What? Okay, 24th. No, she didn't come on the 24th.
She texted me that she came on the 24th.
Huh, I don't know why.
What about the 23rd?
She came on the 23rd.
From what time to what time?
I didn't start writing that down, Sarah. I didn't write down what time, but I'm sure she was here from 1 to 6. On that day, or like 1:45, something like that. I guarantee you, I'm going to get a piece of paper. I'm going to print a calendar out on my printer, and I'm going to start writing everything down from time in to time out so we can have clarification.
Okay, that's good. Because, but I see she was there on the 23rd, which was Thursday. Let me see.
Right, yeah, she was here on Thursday.
From 1:45, but I don't have a clock out, so you'd say it was at 6 p.m.?
Yes, or a little after 6, a little after 6. Because if she comes in a little bit late, she normally stays a little bit later to make up her time. Huh?
So then like 6:15?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. She's not clocking out?
Not on these days, no, she didn't clock out.
But she clocked in.
Yeah, she clocked in. Well, not on the 21st. That's why I'm calling you, because she told me she worked them, but I don't see any time. So I see...
Okay, yeah, she worked on the 21st. So I would say she came in about her regular time on the 21st. What she didn't work was on Friday the 24th.
Okay, I'm going to ask her about that 1 minute.
Because she didn't work on that Friday, but she came in on that Saturday on the 25th to make up for the Friday she missed.
Right, I see that.
Yeah.
And then about the other aide that came for just 2 times, she told me that she was over at your house on Saturday, the previous Saturday on the 18th. And she said that she was there, and the timing that she's telling me is overlapping with Charisse. And she didn't get the clock
in. Exactly. Right. Now, she was here before Charisse. When Charisse came, that's when she got really, really messy about the whole thing because she didn't have on her thing for her to clock in that day. Charisse is on the schedule to clock in that day. So Charisse clocked in it. I don't know what the other lady did, but she only stayed like for an hour. She didn't even work the whole 5-hour shift. She was only here enough to start some shit and leave.
Because she told me she was there for a bunch of hours.
No, she wasn't. You can ask Charisse. Charisse can tell you she wasn't because Charisse was here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I told you if she reaches you and she clarifies it with you, then I could put it in. Otherwise, I'm not going to add it in. So She's probably trying to reach you.
Oh, okay. Okay, she can call. I'll let her know. She knows she wasn't here for no 5 hours.
Okay, fine. So I'll add this in, and I'm going to call Tamika and see why she thought it was a 7-day shift.
Okay, just let me know, Sarah.
All right. Have a great day.
You too, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Thank you.